topic of this podcast is Israel-Palestine relations. Russia must play the mediatory role in Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, or Middle East peace talks. Issue of Israel and Palestine and the conflict between them has lasted for years and decades. Many people have tried to bring about a solution, but no one has succeeded in formulating a solution which both parties will be agreed upon. Now, the issue and the psychology and the background of the people involved is very complex and is very deep. Many of them have messianic views or very deep religious views, and these type of views make it very complicated for others to solve the issue. So, they say Messiah fights there and stuff like that, so it makes it, and it's also like in Torah and religious books blend into the Jewish people, so it makes it very complex to solve the issue, because even if you can, talk to the logic of the parties involved, then there is these messianic views and these religious views that make it complicated, almost impossible to solve the issue. And also for Palestinians, it's a land issue. It's their lands, and they want their lands. But historically, it's their lands. But according to Jewish people, they've lived there for 2,000 years or 5,000 years. Well, they didn't live there that long. They lived there 2,000 years ago for a few hundred years, up to 1,000 years, something like that. I'm not sure exactly. So it's also their land, but historically. But people move around the world a lot. Anyway, so there is the depth of issue starts from here, the religious and the psychology of the religious beliefs they have. Everybody wants to control the holy lands. Palestine, you call it Palestine or you call it Israel, it doesn't matter. It's a holy land for three major religions, Abrahamic religions of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. And they all want to control it. Now, for Palestinians, it's also issue of the land. The conflict between Israel and Palestine is old and is very complex, and there are very sensitive and emotional issues for many peoples. But I wouldn't have done justice if I don't say, after the Holocaust of Jewish people, there has been also Holocaust of Palestinians. They didn't die in number of 7 million, but the million Palestinians died since the start of the State of Israel. Also, the issue of Gaza was an issue in which many people died. And there is a Gaza blockade which must be solved, and the blockade must be lifted. But again, the issue is very deep and very old and emotional, so I don't want to talk about it, and I don't want to open up things that will, make people very angry, because the issue of Israel and Palestine is very emotional for people. There are also Palestinians in concentration camps inside Israel, in Jordan, and in Lebanon. There are people who are kicked out of Israel or Palestine upon creation and after creation of the State of Israel, and now they leave as refugees abroad in concentration camps, hoping to one day return to Palestine. And this is what they call the right of return, freeing the people from concentration camps and returning them to Palestine. Israelis were also killed in Holocaust. Jewish people were killed in Europe, in Germany, by Nazi Germany during the World War II, in number of 7 million, some people say 6 million, some say 7 million people, Jewish people died. They died in concentration camps belonging to Nazi Germany, and, few of them escaped, and then they created the State of Israel. And the state of Israel was created, it was a good thing, but it was also a bad thing at the same time. You cannot say it was good or bad. But Jewish people are afraid of returning to Europe, but they are safe in America, and they want to have their states of their own. So they have also their own side of arguments, and they want to have also, there are also bad parts to their side of argument, like they want to control all of the Palestine or all of the Israel, and they want to have greater Israel, even controlling the parts of lands belonging to Syria and Lebanon. This is why they conquered southern Lebanon in the past and took the Jordan Heights and stuff like that. There's like greater Israel, which is bad part of the Israeli dream. But, you know, so we need a solution for Israel-Palestine conflict, and we will get to it in the next segment. We had something called Middle East Peace Process, and it was under mediatory role of United States of America. It took decades and it never worked. They never achieved a final agreement. A final agreement to, you know, solve Israeli-Palestinian issue and the conflict. The Middle East peace process was according to United Nations Convention and the ruling they had, but after it didn't work because Israelis constantly disagreed. Like, Israeli prime ministers and government officials constantly disagreed to Middle East peace process and any peace deal they were making. Also under critical conjectures, for example, when a top official of Palestine was talking to Israel, Israel would have gone and assassinate them right before the agreement being reached. Another issue was the military role of the United States of America. Israelis had the ears of United States presidents or, you know, envoys to the talks, and they could influence their opinions. And they were on default on the side of Israel, and they were not, you know, like a judge that doesn't care this part or that part wins, but wants the justice. Israel, when America was the mediator, America was always taking the side of Israel. And it was also causing so much difficulties, and it could be the main reason that Israel and Palestine have not achieved a peace. Now we have a greater issue now. After Trump won the presidency of the United States of America, and that man became USA president, now we have another issue. He started moving USA embassy to Palestine, to Jerusalem, which is considered, East Jerusalem considered part of Palestine. And Palestinians wanted to be as the capital of their state of Palestine. And Trump has moved USA embassy to that region. And some couple of other countries have also done so. It is very dangerous things they have done, and it caused lots of protests in Jerusalem, which was very interesting because, like, Israelis were using tear gas, which were illegal. Tear gas have like specific concentrations and specific chemicals used in them for crowd control. But the tear gas Israelis were using were very strong, and the chemical was different. It was almost at the level of chemical weapons. Israel was like non-lethal chemical weapons instead of tear gas on protesters in Jerusalem. After Trump moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, or Beit al-Maqdis, whichever you call it. So, anyway, Trump moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, and Trump himself started new peace talks for the Middle East and between Israelis and Palestinians. The new peace talks put aside all the rights of Palestinians, almost majority of their rights, and majority of the United Nations Convention and ruling, and started new peace talks altogether, taking away lots of rights and, you know, things that Palestinians have fought for decades and made the peace talks very complicated, and in return offered them some economic packages and some other details which are not as important. And Palestinians were cheated. But Palestinians did not agree to peace talks offered by Jared Kushner, peace agreement offered by Jared Kushner and Trump. And Trump is going to unveil a new version of it in a couple of days. So, no, American mediatory role was unsuccessful. And then Trump came and even made it far worse than before. Because previous administrations always respected United Nations rulings. And they never even discussed moving embassy from Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And every time they wanted to do it, the federal government of USA and USA presidents would cause intentional delay in moving of the embassy. But Trump did not even allow an embassy to be built in Jerusalem, and he used a building already present there to move the embassy in a matter of days from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So when America cannot be the mediator in the case of Israel-Palestine issue, a Middle East conflict, then we need a new mediator. Now we get to part of which must be mediator in the case of Israel-Palestine issue and war. We suggest Russia. We have multiple actors willing to be the mediator in this war. And in this conflict and in this disagreement, we asked China, and China said, whenever my people and my individual get engaged in Israeli-Palestinian issues supporting Palestinians, they get harmed by news organizations, peoples, and different actors being isolated and harmed. So China said, I don't want my individual and my citizens to be involved in Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And as a nation of China, I do not want to be part of this mediatory role. Then European Union offered this role, but we realized European Union is on the side of Israel and is not independent from America in its policies and geopolitics, and will obey America if America requests that European Union take the side of Israel or scrap the peace deal. So we realized European Union does not qualify to be the mediator in this case. The only choice remained was Russia. Russia has proven to be playing an excellent role in diplomacy and mediatory role in many different conflicts. For example, in Syrian conflict, Russia started Astana peace talks in Kazakhstan by involvement of Iran, Turkey, and Russia. And Russian mediatory role led to ceasefire in Syria and end to the conflict in that country. It was a great work Russians did in the case of Syria and Astana talks, and later Sochi talks, which proved Russia has a great role to play in world diplomacy and mediatory role in different conflicts. Later, Russia started the peace talks in Sochi between different warring parties of Libya, inviting Khalifa Haftar and Sarraj, two commanders of Libyan conflict, in addition to Turkey and some other actors. And it paved the way to other talks across the planet in other countries, which slowly are leading to final peace talks and truce between Libyan warring parties. So Russia has proven to be playing excellent mediatory role or in these conflicts around the world, and has been our backup at the era of Trump for peace talks. So from now on, instead of United States of America, we want to have Russia to have the peace talks observed and under watch of Russia to be held between Israelis and Palestinians So Russia will play the role of mediator in Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Now, some people ask, we want to have one-state solution, two-state solution, three-state solution, five-state solutions. And there are all such solutions, you know. There is one-state solution that many Israelis, like an American think tank, want to keep it at one-state solution with, you know, what do you call, like, South African condition before they had, like, a reform. You know, like, having people under different, you know, rights and second-class citizen and third-class citizen and no-class citizens, that would be probably one-state solution. Two-state solution will be according to United Nations Convention, and it will, then Israel must destroy its settlements, or we can have Israel leave behind the settlements and Palestinians will live in the settlements, Israeli building for themselves. But I don't suggest allowing the building of the settlements because they may not leave and they might stay there and leave their West Bank. So, but there is the option of leaving the settlements, Israeli are building in West Bank for Palestinians. So that would be a part of a two-state solution where there's a United Nations ruling for it. So you can go out and study the details to see how that two-state solution will work. And then there is three-state solution, four-state solution, five-state solution. And we don't want to get into those details. But there is another two-state solution that we really have in mind. See, Negev Desert is not a very valuable land. It's all deserts and there's lots of radioactive materials because there were nuclear testings in them. So we can connect the West Bank to Negev Desert, expanding the size of Palestine and connect it all the way to Gaza and Egypt, because we must connect Middle East on land to Egypt and Africa. See, there is many Muslim nations. We get to geopolitics of this now. See, there are many Muslim nations in Africa, and there are many in Asia and Middle East. But they are disconnected by a Jewish state that is not friendly to any of them. So there is no land corridor going through, you know, Sinai Peninsula and Negev Deserts and Gaza connecting the two continents. And so long as the state of Israel is there, there will be a great division and a barrier wall between Muslims in Asia and all of the Asian nations, from China all the way to South Africa. There will be a barrier called Israel, especially since China is building the Silk Road, connecting all the nations of the world by railroad. See, China is building railroads from China to Iran to Europe and to all other corners of the world. And they can also expand this railroad to go through Middle East, through Israel, all the way to South Africa and to Nigeria and other locations, and creating a land trade system that will be very efficient and quick in delivery of cargoes and, you know, supplies and economic activities. But when Israel is not allowing even a road or even a truck to go to Egypt from Jordan, then we cannot hope to have a railroad from China to South Africa through Israel. So a two-state solution or a three-state solution must be in a way that southern Israel is not part of a state of Israel anymore, and it is a third state, or is part of Palestinian state, connecting Jordan to Egypt. For example, Gaza can be a third state all the way from Mediterranean Sea to Red Sea, and from Red Sea to Jordan. It can be very, very, very tiny, like Chile. See how Chile is? It's a very tiny country, but it's like long. It's thin, but it's long. It can be thin, but long, and only playing a role of the corridor from Asia to Africa. We have the same thing called Djibouti, connecting Ethiopia to the Red Sea. And we want the same thing as a third state or as part of a Palestinian state, connecting Muslim nations on African side to Middle Eastern side, so there can be railroad land corridor. So consider this in your planning when you are having peace talks. Now we get to the advertisement segment. We can lobby for you for your different interests and different goals in Washington, on social media, and among influentials, both in governments and in private and private actors. But the lobbying you want to ask us must be in accordance to our interests and our long-term goals. You can call me for lobbying at 617-935-5792. If you have requests for lobbying, you can call at 617-935-5792. Now we get to advertisement segment. Russia and Russia's Cosmos can propel your satellites into orbit of the Earth. They can propel multiple satellites at once for you at the cheaper price. There are other actors who can also send your satellites to the orbit of the Earth, like, you know, SpaceX and Indians and even Chinese, but their price is much higher and their launches fail at times. But by Roscosmos, you can propel them into low and high orbit of the Earth at much cheaper price, and you can ensure they will always succeed, because SpaceX fails in propelling the satellites into orbit of the Earth, but Roscosmos always succeeds. If you have an advertisement to Javier, you can call us 617-935-5792 to have your advertisement present or on podcast.